Welcome back to another episode of the Powerful Women Rising podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Snow, and I'm excited to hang out with you here today. This is a really fun interview about Instagram engagement, and I was really looking forward to this interview because I've really been working intentionally on growing my Instagram, not just followers, but engagement. You'll hear a bit about my journey and some of the not so great choices I've made during it on this interview, but it was really awesome to sit down with Samantha, who is a content marketing strategist who really knows her stuff when it comes to Instagram, and get all of the questions I had answered about what really matters when it comes to engagement, what are some of the myths that are floating around out there about Instagram, and what is the actual truth. And there's so much out there about like, do this, don't do this, you have to do this, this is how the algorithm works, this is how you get shadow banned. And so I really wanted to get answers to all of those questions in this interview, and I did. So I am excited to share all of this info with you. Samantha Smith is the founder of Samantha Smith Creative, a digital content marketing company in Alpharetta, Georgia. With more than 9 years of experience in the industry, her favorite part of working with business owners is helping them stand out online. Her done-for-you services include social media management, email marketing, and professional blog post writing. When Samantha's not working, you can find her at a Braves baseball game or snuggle up reading a book. Please enjoy my interview with Samantha Smith. Hello, Samantha. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Melissa. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, super excited for today's conversation about Instagram engagement. Before we dive in, because I have a lot of questions, but before we dive in, tell everybody a little bit about you and about your relationship with Instagram.
Definitely. Well, my name is Samantha Smith, and I have been in business for 4 years this month. It's my 4-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
I started out offering a lot of broad services, but I really noticed that business owners there was this gap between what they needed in digital marketing and what they were able to handle. Because as small business owners, we all know you're wearing all the hats and juggling all the different things. And this Instagram digital marketing space is so ripe for growth and audience engagement and all these beautiful things. And so I really niched down into Instagram management and studied it. I mean, oh my goodness, it's a job just keeping up with all of the trends. And I found that I really love it. And it's something that I'm good at and a service that I'm able to offer to business owners as they work to grow their business in that online space.
Awesome. I love that. Okay. So let's talk about Instagram. I did an interview that was about Instagram with Ruthie Sterrett. She's amazing. If you don't follow her, you should. She's brilliant. And we talked about kind of why she thinks everyone should have a presence on Instagram, even if it's just like, I have these 9 posts. So at least people look for me. They see I exist there, even if I do nothing else. But today we're going to get a little bit more into like for the people who actually want to use Instagram and build their Instagram and grow it and use it as a way to generate leads. Talk a little bit about what engagement is and why it matters.
Absolutely. Oh, it's my favorite thing to talk about. So I agree. Everyone should have a presence on Instagram. It's where a lot of the demographic goes to vet businesses when they just want to find out about them. But people who their audience is on Instagram, especially like consultants and coaches and people in this space, when you get on Instagram and you just post, and that's all you do, it's kind of like standing on a soapbox and just saying, here's what I think. Engagement is community building. Engagement is putting the social back into social media and talking to your audience and going to their posts and commenting and interacting with the major players in the industry and commenting and actually spending some time building that community and building that social network instead of just doing what I call post and ghost, which is really tempting because we're all busy. But when you take the time to engage, and when people comment, you have conversations, you invite them into your DMs, when you have all these pieces, you build a community of super fans, not just, you know, people who like your stuff and then move on. And mm-hmm. it really builds that know, like, and trust factor. And then those are the people who will move into a space of wanting to spend money on your services and let you fix the problem that you can fix in their life or in their business.
Yeah, I love that, because I talk a lot about networking and the best ways to network. But people think a lot of times when I say networking, we think like, I'm going to a networking event or I'm going to join a networking group, which is great for some people. And other people are like, I don't want to network that way. And really, networking is anything that you're doing that is creating a connection with people or creating a relationship with people. And so what you're saying as far as engagement on Instagram is really about creating that connection and just another way to network with people, right?
It really is. It really is. And it's the difference between, let's use that example of an in-person networking. If you just go to a networking event and you're like, business card, business card, business card, business card, it's going to stay probably very shallow. But mm-hmm. if you connect with people afterwards, you invite them out to maybe a coffee or a Zoom meeting, you're going to go deeper. And that's really when, you know, referrals happen or, you know, leads happen. The same is true with your audience on Instagram, except it's even more beautiful because you have the chance to reach people all over the country and even all over the world if you want to have a global audience.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things I hear a lot from people about networking is that one of their biggest challenges is the follow-up. Like, I go to these events, I meet all these great people, but how do I generate and nurture relationships with all of them? Like, ain't nobody got time for that. And that right. for me has been how a big way that I've used social media is to then keep in touch with those people, nurture those relationships, and they have an opportunity to get to know me better and connect with me more without me having to have like 949 coffees.
That's a great point. Instagram is beautiful for that. And it's also a way to bring that engagement into the online space. And so yeah. you can, you know, when you're posting stories, you'll see each other's stories. Oh, and that puts top of mind, like, oh, I meant to talk to you. Or you learn more about them. You learn that they have a dog, or you learn that they're into pickleball. And so it builds those connections in so many different ways that are not possible necessarily, like you said, with a bunch of people to go very deep. It gives you the opportunity to yeah. go deep with more people.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So when we're looking at Instagram engagement, there are certain metrics or analytics that we want to be looking at to see if we are on the right track, if there's places that we need to tweak. Can you talk a little bit about what those metrics are that we should be looking at, and how do we know if our strategy is working?
Absolutely. So I think the biggest myth on Instagram and really social media in general is that you have to have a high follower count, that you have to have thousands and thousands of followers and it needs to be growing, and that's the only, you know, metric to watch. And that is really just a myth, because it's not true, because the best people who are going to end up, you know, referring you, making connections, spending money with you, if that's what your goal is to get leads, are the people who are engaged. And so to track engagement as a metric, we're going to look at the number of people who are seeing our content, which is called reach and also called impressions. The difference is that reach is how many unique accounts are visiting your content. Impressions are how many total times. So Melissa, if you came and looked at one of my posts three times, it would be still just one reach, but it would be three impressions.
Okay.
We're going to watch that, because that tells us how many people are actually looking at our content. And then Instagram is wonderful with the metrics. It tells us how many people like, how many people comment, how many people save, how many people share. Those are all ways that people engage with the content. And so you're able to compare these metrics and see what percent of the people who are coming by are actually doing something that engages with the content. And that metric tells you how bought in your audience is. It tells you how good your messaging is for the audience that you're serving, and can really be an indicator of how much of a super fan community that you're building. I love to tell folks, you know, if your followers aren't growing, but your engagement is really high and you're getting leads from it, that's a success. Totally. You don't have to have 30,000 followers necessarily. You don't have to go viral. You just have to be really honed in on that messaging and getting the people who are your people to interact with it.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes me think of this story that I tell quite often because it's such a good example of so many things. But I run a virtual speed networking event for women quarterly. It's a free event. The last one we had, I think we had over 200. And when we started, that's it was fantastic. Like 30 people. So wow. It's awesome. But I went to this other speed networking event that someone else was hosting that I found. I was like, this is going to be great. So I log in, it's on Zoom, and I'm seeing the participant count go up and up and up and up. And I'm like, how did she do this? Like, this is amazing. I think she had probably 375 women on that Zoom call. And I was like, dang, this is incredible. So she puts us in our first breakout room. I'm in a breakout room with like seven other people. Six of the seven have their cameras off, and the one who has her camera on is not talking. So I'm like me, Susie Sunshine here. And I'm like, hi, how is everybody? We like have a topic to talk about. And I'm like, let's talk about our topic, and like nothing. So I'm like, this is so awkward.
That's not helping.
I sat there for like 30 seconds and then I was like, bye bye. So she put me in a different room. It was exactly the same. So my point is, wouldn't you rather be on a Zoom call with like 30 women who have their cameras on, who are totally engaged, who are there because they want to connect with other female business owners that they can support, as opposed to on a call with 375 people who all have their cameras off and aren't talking, right?
Like you hit the nail on the head
between having 100 million followers who aren't engaged and 100 who are.
Absolutely. And also I think you hit on something there that comparison, right? You felt that innate comparison. And when we're too caught up in that follower count, I think it leads to a sense of frustration or a sense of burnout as we're trying to reach the numbers. And that is such a relief when you step back from that, because that frustration is when I see clients come to me who've maybe done some things that, you know, purchased audiences, purchased followers. And that in the long run hurts your reputation with Instagram. And you end up with bots, you end up with nobodies, you end up with people who are, it doesn't matter if you have 20,000 followers, if they're all fake and none of them are going to buy from you. And so what you hit the nail on the head there is, would you rather have an audience of seven people who are not real or not engaged? Or would you rather have two or three who are just zoned in and becoming your super fan and who can't wait to work with you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. So you mentioned buying followers or buying engagement. Tell us what that means and whether that is ever a good idea.
Okay. So what that means is most of us, and I don't know if this happened to you, Melissa, but you'll get like a funny request, like in your request folder, in your DMs. And it's like, would you like 1,000 more followers by Sunday? And they promise they're not bots and they promise they're like your audience. Those are all, no, they're all fake. They're all bots. They're all not real accounts. And so that's very prevalent, that offer. And it's very tempting when you get too zoned in on that follower number. But I'm going to tell you, like, categorically, it is never a good idea. Never, ever. The way the algorithm works is a big secret. But what we found out is that you're teaching it who to show your content to. And so if you're telling it to show it to all these bots and fake accounts and like not real people, it's breaking your algorithm. You need to have the algorithm show your stuff to your actual audience. So never, ever, ever buy followers. Now, on the buying engagement side, it depends on exactly how you're doing that. One of the done for you services that I offer is I go in on the client's account and do real authentic comments and engaging. They're outsourcing it. So that's different than buying or perhaps engaging in like those groups where like you all go comment on each other's stuff. Those are also not great because those people might not be your ideal audience either. Mm-hmm. So outsourcing it to a virtual assistant or to someone on your staff could be a good way to do the engagement, but buying it or doing follow for follow, those sort of kind of ways to trick the algorithm, those are never going to pan out for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I am just going to be honest. I fell for it. I did it. The beginning of last year, I was like, okay, I'm going to really work on Instagram. I had like 300 followers, but I never really posted anything on there. And I was like, this is the year of Instagram. And of course, exactly like you said, they said, these are your ideal client. They asked me all these questions about my ideal client. And like, we get these organically and blah, 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 blah. It was not true. It was money not well spent because I just ended up blocking all of them. And also my Instagram person was like, I'm going to kill you. Because of course I didn't talk to her before I did it. I just did it.
Because it's so tempting. You're just like, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to do this. It is. It's so tempting. And you know, I have clients who've done it. They're like, oh, I want a book deal, or, oh, I want this and I need to get my numbers up. But the telltale sign of someone who's done that is they have 15,000 followers and their posts get 2 likes.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? No, they should be getting hundreds of likes if those people are dialed in. And so it's so tempting, but even as a strategy, even as, oh, I'll get a book deal if I get my, no, those people are going to look at it and it's going to be pretty obvious that you don't have a dialed in audience. So right. I don't blame you at all for that. You know, as I was getting into business before I really started to understand this, I was like, man, it'd be so great to just, you know, jumpstart this, let's get going. But unfortunately it does hurt it both on the organic side. And if you ever decide to run any sort of paid advertising that just, yeah. It's going to be showing, it doesn't know who to show you to.
Yeah. I think it's tempting because we feel like it makes us look more legitimate, right? Like if I go to an Instagram account that has 120 followers, I'm like, bleh, what does she know? Right. I don't actually think that, but we think people think that,
we
right?
Think
and then
that, right.
We go to one that has 28 million followers and we're like, she must know what she's talking about.
Right. That again, I think is such a, you know, it's such a mindset shift too, that we need to have, first of all, to stop comparing maybe our square one to their square 10. Maybe they've been in business for 10 years. Maybe they, you know, you don't know, who you're comparing yourself to, but what you can do is make sure that you're coming from a place of authenticity. And if you put the time into it, like, I'm not saying there aren't things you can do. You can hire someone who's an expert. You can put these strategies into place and it will speed up your growth in a good way, in a way that you actually have to remember your end goal is leads, is growing your business, is growing your visibility, not just trying to keep up with an influencer.
Yes. Yes. Things have gotten much better since then.
Good.
I'm almost at 800 followers.
Congratulations.
And I've done it. Well, I have help, obviously, yes. But also with like being an actual human. Turns out it works.
Turns out it's amazing. Turns out when you put that social into social media, it actually works.
Yeah. And showing up too, right? Like you and I were talking about this before we started recording, because I just recorded another podcast interview that was about showing up on camera. And her and I were talking about like, don't get so in your head about engagement. Like, what if I posted this video and I was so nervous about it and then nobody liked it and nobody commented, but showing up, whether you get the engagement or not, at some point it is going to start paying off. Don't you think?
Absolutely. It will. And you have to practice, like you have to practice your message. You have to try. It's never just a set and forget on any kind of marketing. Really, you're always honing in that message. But also remember that engagement isn't just showing up and posting your own stuff. It's finding other people. It's finding your audience and commenting on their things. It's finding big players in your industry, like the big, big players, and going in and leaving thoughtful comments on theirs. So the algorithm knows that that is the arena that you're playing in. So there's a piece that you bring to the table, and then there's the piece that you share and give some time. And when you combine these strategies, like you said, showing up authentically, that is where the growth and the visibility really start to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned engaging with other people's content, especially like not just the people that you know and follow, but also like some of the bigger people in your industry. Are there other tips that you have that people who are listening to this that want to increase their engagement on Instagram could start doing today? Just like some simple things?
Yes. So my 2 biggest tips, first of all, is when you are going to post, take 10 minutes before you post and do that engagement. Set your schedule, you know, set your timer. Don't get caught doom scrolling through the reels. It's real easy to do, but watch some stories, interact with some posts, just 10 minutes, and then make your post and then you can go and reply to any comments that come through on that. My other big engagement booster is to start showing up in your stories. So the stories, of course, are those circles that are at the top of the app. They only stay for 24 hours. People love to see your behind the scenes. People love to see a day in the life. They love to see, you know, that's where you should put your Starbucks and your pictures of your cute little puppy. And you should, you know, say, oh, I'm meeting with this client today. That is a huge engagement booster, because a lot of us just open the app and click on those stories and just start watching through them. And so if you can show up there where the people are watching, then they'll click on it and go see more of your content.
Yeah. Tell me about engaging with other accounts for 10 minutes before you post. How does that help?
It helps because, and make sure there are people who are in your arena. So either your ideal clients, or like I said, people who are bigger than you in the industry, bigger accounts. It trains the algorithm, first of all, into who you're interested in and sort of that theme that you're in. But second of all, it tells the algorithm, hey, we're here to be social. Mm-hmm. All these apps are trying to get people to spend more time on the app. That is their end goal. And so when we can play with that end goal and say, hey, I'm here to spend some time, and I'm here to make comments, and I'm here to like, and I'm here to do these things, we tell it, okay, we're making you happy, we're playing along, and we're going to now put our content out there. And so just warming up the algorithm, warming up the app, warming up that in that way will make a difference for how it starts to put your content out into the world.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. I have two questions purely for selfish reasons, just because I want to know, and I didn't prepare you for these. So here we go. Okay. One, is shadow banning a real thing? And are there really a whole bunch of random words that we don't even know will get us shadow banned?
Oh, I love this question. Okay. So shadow banning is a controversial topic. I personally don't believe that it's true. I have not seen any evidence, you know, that it usually there's another reason. If your engagement, if your reach, if your whatever is being squashed, it's because you haven't been on as much lately, or you haven't posted as much lately. I have never seen it because of a specific theme, or people say there's like banned hashtags.
Yes.
I use a hashtag checker just to check for them to be safe, because who knows? The algorithm is sort of the Wild West. Who knows how they're programming it? But overall, I don't think that your account is going to just mysteriously get shadow banned and not shown to anyone, unless you're breaking terms and conditions, unless you're posting things that you're not supposed to, in which case Instagram will send you a notification in the app. They're not going to send you sketchy just direct messages like, down in 3 days. They don't do that. They'll say, hey, you're breaking it. Yeah, you're actually banned. Yeah. So that's my opinion. But like I said, there's different opinions out there.
Yeah. So for people who aren't familiar with the term, shadow banning is really like they stop showing your stuff to people, but they don't tell you that they're doing
it. They don't tell you.
It just happens magically because you use the hashtag Valentine's Day. Every Valentine's Day, I see at least one post that's like, this is your public service announcement. Don't say Valentine's Day on Instagram. I'm like, that literally makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Every year.
And, you know, not to get too far in the weeds, but hashtags are very similar to keywords, where you're telling it, these are the keywords that my post is about. Why would they ban you from making a post about Valentine's Day? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And I've posted using those hashtags and I've had no problems. So that's my experience.
Now we know. What about link in bio? Are we saying link in bio? Are we not saying it? What's the deal here? Because for those of you who aren't super familiar on Instagram, you can't post links on your post, right? You can in your stories, but not on your posts.
Yes, there's a sticker you can use in your stories, but you cannot put them in your post or your comments. Neither one of them will have clicky links. So we in 2024 have moved away from the phrase link in bio. Most all of us know there is a link in bio. If we want more information, to go get it. You want to talk about an engagement booster. I have found a better call to action. So that really is a call to action where you're like, go to my link in bio.
Yeah.
The call to action tells the reader, the viewer, what you want them to do next. I have found that if you say comment yes, and I'll DM you the link, comment your favorite emoji below and I'll DM you the link, or DM me for the link. Start the conversation.
Yeah.
This is a call to action that increases engagement and is easier because they just have to comment yes. And then you can go message and we can get into the world, the beautiful world of chatbots that'll do it automatically. Most accounts are small enough that you can just wait for them to comment and then, mm-hmm. and then direct message it to them. And that is like the gold. If you can get them in the direct messages, you can probably start a conversation, or they might ask you a question. And so I find that is a better tactic. We've kind of outgrown that whole link in bio.
Okay. Y'all. Exactly. Link in bio is so 2023.
So 2023.
Now, you know. Okay. Thank you.
You heard it here first.
Thank you for that information. I'm going to go make a graphic right now. So everyone knows. Thank you so much. This has been super helpful. Really, really good tips for people, I think, who are just getting started or who have everything changes so fast. So it's hard to keep up with. And this is really usable information that is very, very helpful. So if people want to connect with you further, if they want to know more about what you do and how you can help them with Instagram engagement, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, come find me on Instagram. I live on there.
Ironic.
My handle is Samantha Smith Creative. That is also my website. So you can come find me on the website. If you come find me on Instagram, make sure you give me a follow, send me a DM to say hi and that you heard me on this podcast. I would love to connect with you. But yeah, those are the two best ways to get me. I'm always in those direct messages. So you can reach out to me there or through my website.
Awesome. I will put both those links in the show notes. They will also be in my bio, but I will not say link in bio.
Perfect.
You will just know that's where they are. All right. Thank you so much, Samantha. It's been great.
It's been awesome, Melissa. Thanks so much for inviting me on.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Powerful Women Rising podcast. We would love to welcome you into our community. If you are looking for a supportive group of women who are also entrepreneurs, who you can bounce ideas off of, get feedback from, bring your challenges to, and who are going to support you and cheer you on every step of the way, the Powerful Women Rising community is the place for you. Click on the link in the show notes and come check us out. We would love to have you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss another episode. And I would love it if you would leave us a review or share this episode with another one of your powerful women entrepreneur friends. It helps more people find the podcast, and I love making new friends too. That's it for now. See you next week.